Today is Wednesday, April 16th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Orchid Day. It's also National Bean Counter Day, better known as Accountants. National Healthcare Decisions Day. National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. National Banana Day. Ugh. And National Eggs Benedict Day. I'm okay with that. Although, for whatever reason, I find hollandaise sauce to be kind of meh. I don't know. There's something about hollandaise sauce. I think I would, and it may be I don't like vinegary sauces on eggs because it makes me, I'm not really sure, but maybe it tastes a little bit off, like it's going bad or something. I'm not really sure. Not really sure, but I will eat it. I will eat a Eggs Benedict. I do like the faux Eggs Benedicts where, like, for instance, the biscuits and gravy Eggs Benedict where, oh, I love this. Take a biscuit, split it in half. I don't know that I've ever done this at home, but you get this at brunch restaurants, right? Take a big, huge cat eye biscuit, cut it in half. Put it on the plate, poach two eggs, put one poached egg, soft poached, so or medium, but you need some runny yolk. And then take sausage gravy, white sausage cream gravy, and pour over it and have a biscuit egg gravy Benedict. It is so good. It's like biscuits and gravy with eggs. Then you could crumble some bacon over the top of it as well. A little bit of parsley for some color. Boom. Bob's your uncle. You're done. I'm hungry. I haven't eaten all day. And I am hungry. Oh my gosh. You know, the first few weeks I was doing this fasting during the day, I thought, oh my gosh, this is so easy. I could just do this forever. And the past couple of weeks, I've been so hungry every day. Last week, I even, because I had a stressful day, so I gave in and ate something. I don't know. I'm just going to go on Ozempic. Someone at church I know must have gone on Ozempic because she was quite overweight before and she has lost a lot of weight in a short amount of time recently. And it's one of those things where, you know, they have the skin in their your face starts to look a little saggy or sunk in when you lose too much weight too fast or whatever. But it's fine. Good for her. Good for her for losing weight. I think that's great. And I think however she needs to do it, whether it's Ozempic, working out, eating better, I don't care. Because it's healthier to be a lower weight, and I think it's good for her. So, good for you if you're listening right now. I'm sure you're not, but if you are, good for you. All right, well, we had, I think, you know, I pretty much beat Saturday into the ground. We went to a musical, you know, there were people. One strange thing happened to me when we were leaving the musical. So first of all, it was so hilarious because Mark had run earlier in the day. As you guys know, he ran a marathon. And I'm not making fun of him at all because there is no way that I could run a marathon. Well, there is a way that I could run a marathon. But today, as I am today, I could not run a marathon. I would need to train and do all the stuff that people do for running marathons. So I can't talk. He did such a great job and I'm so proud of him. However, he was so sore. He couldn't go up and down stairs. We were having to, we would get up to a steps. He'd be like, nope, we're taking the elevator. And then when we did have to take steps, because maybe there wasn't an option or something like that, he was like an old man slowly tottering down the steps or up the steps. It was funny. I remember that's happened to me before when I've had a specifically hard workout. And the next day I can't walk. I'm like bent over and all kinds of stuff. So it's crazy. what these runners will do to their bodies. And so anyway, we went to see Back to the Future. The special effects were really good. I would say the story was, you've all seen the movie, and or most of you have seen the movie, I'm sure, and it's true to form to the movie for the most part. And, you know, it's good. It's cute. It was cute. The music is, again, various riffs on the theme, basically, of Back to the Future. So you get a lot of ba 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 ba, or no, that's not Back to the Future. Well, whatever it is, whatever the song is, you get it. I've got that other song stuck in my head now, so I'm not going to be able to get it out of there. And then we picked up food, even though it was super late, because I don't know, the older I get, well, so first of all, maybe old people eat early because things happen early in the evening. For instance, when you're going to a show, you know, and the show starts at 8 o'clock and you've got to find parking. So you need to get there maybe 7:15, maybe 7:30. So you don't really have time to go to a restaurant beforehand because you would need to eat at 6 or 6:30. And I don't like to eat that early. The earliest I like to eat is 7 o'clock. And so these 8 o'clock shows, they're not done till 10:30 or 11. Well, that's too late to eat. So it's a real, if they don't include food in the show, it's a real problem. So we ended up getting Raising Cane's after the show. But, you know, by the time we get home, it's 11 o'clock. We're eating dinner at 11 o'clock. So that's a little inconvenient. It would be better if the show was at 7, maybe. No, even then we'd be eating too late. So I don't know. I don't know the perfect time for it. But regardless, because show times are roughly around the same time as dinner, is what I'm saying. So we had Cane's and that was it. The next morning, we had our first service in the new sanctuary. It was great. It all went well. I was so excited because it's very nice and I like playing in nice places. They have, oh my gosh, you guys, I don't know if I told you guys about this, but I really like audio and video equipment. It's a thing of mine. So I have an audio mixer here next to me. I have a video mixer next to me. I have a computer screen with various, you know, I have a monitor that shows me the various video options that I have and I can switch and all that because we do video for the mix. And so I love that kind of stuff. And there is a huge server room and with a control room next to it. It looks like a newsroom. There's all of these monitors like in a big production studio in the new Mark and I found it so interesting. Mark and I, when we were in Atlanta at one point, and he didn't find it interesting at all, but we took a tour of CNN and they take you to one of the rooms where they, one of the production studios, and you see all the cameras and all the equipment and the monitors and the video switchers and editors. And I was in heaven when I saw all of that. And we have all of that kind of stuff in my church behind the stage. And so I was just really excited about it. And so we had our first, the new baptistry is the size of a swimming pool. And whole families could go in there at the same time. But it all went good. It was our kind of our trial run because we have Easter next. We have Easter coming up this Sunday, and then we have a grand opening in May where they're going to have food trucks outside and all kinds of stuff. And then we pretty much relaxed in the afternoon because we had had such a busy day on Saturday. We were both very tired. I didn't even really work on that many projects. I was editing. I had to edit the video for the mix. And oh my gosh, they were talking about it on Little Fatty Cast today. I was listening to it. And Big Fatty was mentioning that I said we had technical difficulties. Yeah, we did, because there was just from the beginning, Daniel's mixer was acting up. And so 10 minutes in, he had to reboot his mixer. So Zoom had two separate recordings for Daniel. my video had problems because one of the computers that I bring in Daniel's video on decided to log out and crash or something at one point. And so I had no video of Daniel. So I had to use the Zoom recording. So I spent quite a bit of time editing. I really did. And it's not perfect, but I got it done. And that was pretty much it. Other than we're watching The Residence, which is funny. We actually finished it. And I got it. In episode 2, I said, so-and-so did it, Mark. And I was correct. I won't tell you guys who it was, but I guessed who it was from like episode 2 or something. In St. Augustine, Florida, animal lovers now have a place to hang out with the it animals of the moment, big furry rodents. In the back of a real estate office building in what is known as America's oldest city, capybaras are crawling into visitors' laps, munching on corn on the cob and hunting for scratches from humans at the Capybara Cafe in St. Augustine, Florida. You give them lots of scratches and love, said Stephanie Angel, who opened the Capybara Cafe late last year. I don't know. Would you want to do that? I was going to talk about the news story, but now I'm out of time. I'll just leave you hanging. Capybara Cafe. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.